Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO, and it's time for our Corporate Farmer program. And with us on the KGLO live line today is the president out of Corporate Farmer, Chad Hansen. Chad, how you doing today?
Great. How you doing, Tim?
Well, terrific. Yeah, we got a week where we can enjoy a little sunshine from time to time, and we've got some rain that's going to be mixed into this, and warmer weather coming. So, yeah, I'm in a good mood about all this.
Yeah, my thermostat at home just doesn't. I don't know if it's confused, but I keep switching from heat to AC, and I think it thinks I'm crazy, but. I don't know. I know my kids will complain that it's getting a little cool, and so I flip it back over to the heat, and then I start to worry that it's getting a little too warm, and I decide that I need the air conditioning, and so I think we're all confused right now. This doesn't seem like May, does it, with these cold temperatures, and I don't know. Hopefully some rain, though. I think our farmers need rain more than anything right now.
Yeah, we've got some rain coming, and the warm weather certainly will lead us right into kind of the 70s type weather for the rest of the week, which is really, really good. And right on into the weekend and into next week, too. So, yeah, it's that time. You get to mid-May, you need a little rain for sure, and got to see the crops grow, right?
Yeah, I've seen a few fields where you can see some green coming out of the ground, but there still isn't much of it. And I tell you one thing, you know, the dandelions, we see some dandelions coming out, but I did make a pass through some timber last night, just hoping that maybe I'd find some early mushrooms, but haven't had any luck there either. So, man, I'm just feel like I'm striking out from every direction right now.
Ah, so you're a morel mushroom guy.
I enjoy them. I can't say that I don't look forward to, a couple of meals of mushrooms this time of the year. And so, I'm hopeful maybe if we get some rain here, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, and then, Friday, the possibility of some warmer weather, that maybe we'll see some of those pop, and maybe for the weekend I can enjoy a mess of morels.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's some secrets to finding just the right spot, so you're going to have to share a couple of those with us.
I don't know if I'm that well versed. I kind of apply the luck more than anything else. Is sometimes even if you walk around enough, you get lucky, right, and find something. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for. And then with kids, you know, you can always encourage them to go out there and search around a little bit too. So I guess we're just trying to apply the numbers game here.
Yeah, well, and while you're looking too, this is usually that time too where we see some people that have their own patches of asparagus, and they don't like to tell people where that's located either.
No, I was fortunate last Friday. Some friends wanted to kind of practice the social distancing and grill in the backyard, and so they had done just that. They had gone out to their normal patches and found some asparagus, so they grilled some of that up for us around the, you know, kind of campfire there and everything. So I can say that I've had some asparagus. I can't say that I've had any mushrooms to date.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on in the offices at Corporate Farmer. What has you going this week with your clients?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that time of the year for us where, you know, you kind of have your things that you're looking to finish up and kind of just plugging away. But I always call this time of the year kind of the time of the year where we just kind of troubleshoot, you know, for our clients. Is a lot of things that they're tidying up, you know, maybe dealing yet with some of the, you know, stimulus stuff, you know, the PPP loans and some of the other stimulus programs that have come up. I know I've had a lot of questions out of the stimulus checks, you know, where those are at and where do I get information regarding that kind of stuff. And, you know, just all those different things that seem to come when you're, you know, in business for yourself with you know, the paperwork and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, trying to be there to answer those, to give some direction, kind of point them in the right direction. And, you know, for me, it's probably fun in some ways, because you just never know as you come into the office on a given day just what might come up. Sometimes it feels like everybody got the same information or is dealing with the same question on the same day, because you might have four or five people call with the same issue or question. You know, like, you know, for us on the bookkeeping end, a lot of them that have been getting their stimulus checks is, you know, how do I code this, or where does this go, or how, you know, again, you know, have all of them gone out? My neighbor got his check already. My kid got his check, but we haven't seen ours. How does this work? They don't have our banking information. Are we still going to get it? I heard, you know, somewhere or read somewhere that if somebody does your taxes, that they may not have, you know, the information they need to send those out. Is that true? What do we need to do? You know, all these things that people are bombarded with on a daily basis and don't know, you know, necessarily where to get the answers. And, you know, fortunately for our clients, they know that if they give us a call, that usually we have the answers. And so that's, I think, a convenient value that that we provide for the clients of Corporate Farmer.
Yeah, sometimes the stories get to be wilder and wilder as they get shared from one person to the next, don't they?
Oh, it gets, yeah, pretty interesting sometimes. And you almost want to chuckle, just where is this actually coming from? Because, yeah, I mean, it seems like a wives' tale, or, you know, something that they pulled out of somewhere. Like I said, you know, the other day, just, you know, saying they heard on the radio that if somebody else does their taxes, they may not have the information. I'm like, well, your address is on it. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if they need you, the IRS is going to get a hold of you. You're not safe. You know, so I'm sure if they want to get you your check, it's going to be coming. But I know that it's difficult when you get to the IRS website, you know, that what button do I push on? I've got to provide some kind of information here that verifies my identity. And I've had, you know, situations where maybe we use an abbreviation for the address. Instead of spelling out highway, we might, you know, list it as HWY. They go in there and it says they can't, you know, find their information. Well, you know, after you try, you know, spelling it out, then all of a sudden, you know, it pulls up and finds you, you know. So maybe a little bit of trial and error from time to time does the trick. And, you know, for most people, they probably get frustrated pretty quickly, right, because they don't feel comfortable at a computer, may not have the best internet speed and connection. And so when they get out there to kind of look for some of this, they're kind of searching around, feeling lost. And then when it doesn't go exactly how they figured it should, you know, they need somebody to help them out. And I can guarantee you right now that if you call, you know, the IRS number, you're probably going to be on hold for at least half the day. And you'll be lucky, you know, if you get somebody at the end of that. And so, you know, like I said, for most of our clients, they get right on the phone with us and kind of, hey, lay this out for me. Tell me what I need to know. Put me at ease. And I think a lot of times that is what, you know, they tell us is, yeah, man, I call you just because you always make me feel better about this or help me understand it better than I did before. And so, you know, sometimes that is just exactly what the doctor ordered, right?
Yeah, and here you are, Chad. Like you say, this is that time you're trying to clean some things up and do some of those kinds of things. And this year, on top of everything else, we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And and so things are just even a little different in the world as they deal with some of this.
Yeah, and I think with prices, you know, and financial concerns about what lies ahead, many of them are just kind of looking for a little bit of advice and direction when it comes to trying to plan some of the stuff out. I mean, grain in the bins that, you know, doesn't look quite as appealing as it did maybe a couple months ago when the price was significantly better, and trying to figure out, you know, whether to be aggressive or not on trying to market, the crop this year. So those are all things that I think everybody is trying to sort through and figure out now that most of the, you know, crops around here are planted. Still hear plenty of kind of horror stories when it comes to the livestock side of things and, you know, the situation there that many of, you know, the hog farmers are dealing with a lack of a market for those and trying to, you know, figure out just exactly how to deal with that situation. And so, you know, all of us, you know, at this point in time are probably a little frustrated or, you know, tired of dealing with the effects of the virus and what it's done to our own situation, you know, much less, you know, the situation for everybody else around us. And I think, you know, that's probably why so many people right now are clamoring just for normal again or getting started on getting back to normal. Is I think, you know, it's just a frustration and a want to know that things are going to be, you know, what we're used to and what, you know, what we're accustomed to so that we can start living our lives like we want to. And so, you know, hopefully those days are not too far away. But obviously, you know, we've got to kind of take it slow and deal with it one day at a time. And again, those are some of the things that just with our clients that we're trying to walk them through so that, you know, hopefully we can ease a little bit of that frustration.
Yeah, and you had to know, everybody had to know, when they were talking about the supply chain at the grocery store. Well, you know, it doesn't start and end at the grocery store. It starts a little farther down the line right there with the farmers. And so, yeah, it that whole trickle-down process, it affects a lot of people along the way from livestock to even grain farmers and then the processors and so forth.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just as frustrating for them, you know, as it is for us as, you know, consumers when we go in and maybe we're limited on what we can buy at the supermarket or, you know, what we want isn't always available. I think that it's frustrating for them as, I mean, they work hard. They care a lot about what they do. They want to, you know, have best yields that they possibly can or do everything within their power, you know, to kind of maximize their yields. And, you know, when there's an issue that's outside of their control there and you know, affects what their job is, it can be pretty frustrating and that's understandable. You know, even for me is, you know, this whole, you know, situation can be frustrating. I'm used to being able to go out and see my clients and meet with them and I enjoy that, and, you know, there's some of those people that I look forward to, you know, whether it's every May that we always get together and kind of go through things and review and then kind of look forward, and not to be able to do some of those things is, you know, frustrating, but all of us got to, you know, let's talk about it. Hey, how about we do it maybe earlier in the month, and then maybe we can talk a little bit later in the month and kind of wrap things up in that way. You know, for them, they don't feel isolated and like nobody cares or nobody wants to help. And so, you know, I think it's a good time to kind of go above and beyond rather than to try and reduce, you know, what we're doing and just survive is let's make the most of it and you know, kind of continue some of those relationships that we have.
Great flexibility on your part, certainly at Corporate Farmer. You know, and that's hit us in a lot of different ways. I know you've been a great partner with us, too, through the years with the KGLO tractor ride, for example, and this year we have we've canceled the KGLO tractor ride simply because of the unknown,
right?
And to keep people safe and sound, and there's too many question marks out there in that regard. So it's just part of what we have to do.
It is, and I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of have a little disappointment. I know I've heard, you know, some of the fairs around here too have started to kind of decide that it's not going to work this year, and those are things that are difficult because there's people that have been working since last year fair time, you know, to get ready for this year. And so, you know, with the tractor ride, that's one of those things that kind of we all look forward to and getting together and kind of catching up with everybody and seeing, you know, what's happened in the last year with them and kind of sharing some old stories and memories and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's what we all kind of probably, again, have been a little frustrated with is just the disruption of our normal everyday lives. And, you know, we often take it so much for granted, right, and complain that our lives are boring. And, you know, I guess for most of us, we're probably going to, at least for a while, not complain about our boring everyday lives, right, when we do get back to something that's boring and normal again. That's one of the disappointments, you know, is not having that the tractor ride, and that's something, you know, we were looking forward to. But we also understand that safety is the number one concern, you know, for the riders and for the staff there and for, you know, the sponsors. And being on some boards and stuff, we've had to make some similar calls, and it's not easy. You're not going to make everybody happy. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you kind of got to get out in front of it, make that decision early so people can be prepared and plan and stuff like that. And, understandable that just isn't in the cards this year for the tractor ride to happen.
Yeah, so true. So true. Hey, Chad, if somebody's interested in touching base, you guys are in the office at Corporate Farmer. Can they reach you there?
Yeah, best thing is always just give us a call, 800-472-6931. And if you'd like a little more information about our services, just check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Great to talk to you this week, Chad. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Chad. Yep. Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO.